Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I'm still feeling a little bit under the weather because this flu or whatever it was has really been kicking my butt. But I'm eating solid food now for 2 days.
Yay!
Hallelujah! But other than that, I was so happy. We had beautiful weather here today in Roanoke. It was sunny. It was warm-ish. It was like a little bit of a cool breeze, but it was just so darn pretty. How about you?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. We're in paradise here. You know, that's all you can say about it is it's sheer paradise. High 70s, low humidity, just perfect.
Until July, and then you just, like, want to, like, commit suicide.
Well, I'm not even here, so.
I know.
I love
you've gotten smarter over the years.
Okay. Hey, it's the only way to fly. You get the best of both worlds
I get
way.
That. Yep. You're a beautiful snowbird, my friend. You are a beautiful snowbird. I see your wings around you all the time. For sure. Oh, my goodness. What an exciting night, right? First of all, we got the Super Bowl going on tonight. And, of course, you know, my whole family, including me, by the way, Pats, go Pats, okay? My mom, she's going to be glued to that screen as soon as they get on the air. And all my brothers and sisters. But that's kind of fun. And the lunar eclipse coming up. Did you see that chart?
Oh, my. Every major...
It's a blow-you-away chart, isn't it? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it took me a little bit to digest that one.
Oh, me too. I just kept looking at it and thinking, what a blessing. Really? So anyway, it's coming up. My friends that are listening tonight, it's coming up on the 10th. Of February in the evening, about 7:32 p.m., and it's kind of a magical time, a lot going on, and Grand Trine Fire and a mystic rectangle. You know, it's funny because, you know, Jacqueline, I had to back up from it. I said, is that what I'm seeing on my screen? Yes.
Yeah.
That's going on, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. With a yod as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All major aspects. I find it quite interesting because of all those major aspects. How about you tell them about the mystic rectangle?
Well, the mystic rectangle is something that's bathed in mystery. But what it does, it takes air and fire and creates an infinite flame in the psyche. So if you're connected, most of the people that call us already have their own intuitions. They're calling us primarily for confirmation. We know that. But this is such an exaltation of that power because the mystic rectangle and the grand trine and fire are interconnected. And so because of that, it would be really hard to blow it in this cycle if you're just being your I am presence. It's that simple. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The yod that's in this complex, in this chart, is the one thing that astounded me with that mystic rectangle because it goes right to the ascendant in Virgo, which means as long as we're really in that true sense and staying in that purity of what we know to be true, everything else will fall into place at the right time for the right reason. And I just love that part of it because Venus and Mars are conjunct in that yod going to that. So it's like our heart and our actions are directly connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, for those that are listening and don't know what a yod is, it is the finger of God. And what it does is it directs us. So it's very important if you do spiritual work or healing work, really stay connected to your source, however you define that, because it is so important to do that, this lunation. Now, this is not a total lunar eclipse, but make no mistake, it is still powerful. Okay?
Absolutely.
And I love the sun, of course, opposing the moon, Aquarius and Leo, the heart and the mind. We see the signature all over that chart, right?
You do. You see that connection, the soul connection from the heart to the mind to the emotions to the thoughts. This is such a connected chart for a time period for us. I do strongly suggest people really on the 10th take some time that evening to really connect with yourself, connect with what you're doing, stop and really pay attention, because the universe doesn't normally have these types of aspects. That finger of God and that mystic rectangle with the grand trine attached to it just really make this a powerful time for our souls to sing and us not to fear what's out there, but to embrace our true beauty of who ourselves are and really bring it out to the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other interesting thing, just an aside, Saturn in Sagittarius is in square to Chiron, the wounded healer, in Pisces. Okay? So it's important for you to use your wisdom. You can't heal everyone, but you can be the mentor, give them the tools to heal themselves in a cycle. So all you healers out there, hear me, okay? I thought that was also another very interesting thing that was going on this chart. Well, tonight,
tonight
we have some interesting things going on in the heavens too, and Jupiter's getting ready to go retrograde. I think it's on the 6th or on the 7th. I can't remember now. Okay, in Libra, and actually, when Jupiter goes retrograde, it's one of the kinder retrogrades, isn't it, Jacqueline?
It's interesting. It's an interesting retrograde because it slows down the benefits. So it still gives you benefits. So I could agree with you, the kinder thing, because it still will give you benefits even though it's retrograde, which I like. But it's slowing them down in the process of it.
Well, it's going to station retrograde when it's in opposition to Uranus in Aries. So it's going to allow us to pause and embrace peace over the reactionary personality. Okay? So if you're in relationships, whether they're your family, your friends, your coworkers, and you keep feeling like somebody's like trying to poke at you, when Jupiter retrogrades like this, you might say to yourself, you know, I choose peace first. Let me take another look at this. So you may not get into that so much of that reactive phase, where you feel like something you have to do right away. You have to respond. You have to engage. You have to combat. It's going to slow that down a little bit. Neither one of these planets are planets of event. Okay? Jupiter has an annual cycle, and Uranus is a ponderous planet. So you can choose what you want to put your energy into now. Okay? And knowing that is what your primary directive is, what makes you feel inspired, may not be what other people choose. That doesn't mean you're better or worse than them. It just means it's simply different.
Well said.
Thanks. That's why I make the big bucks, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We have We had no callers. I was worried about the Super Bowl, and I'm like, oh, no. Well, it's not till 7:30 Eastern time. So I figured we had some wiggle room. Well, now all of a sudden the queue is full since we just did our intro.
Okay.
So perhaps we should take
a call. How about we get to them?
Okay.
Yeah.
Erica, 305, you're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you, Aphrodite.
Deanna! Many blessings, Deanna. It's great to hear your voice. Spectacular.
Thank you. A beautiful sunset, by the way. We just had a beautiful sunset.
Here in 7-Heaven?
Yes, yes. For the time being, I'm worried about the future.
Well, if you worry about
today
the future, it'll still unfold anyway. Worry serves no purpose.
Yeah, I know. But...
just saying.
You know.
Okay.
I'm worried about my health. I'm worried about my home. I'm worried about my work. I'm worried about my non-existent love life. I'm worried.
Okay. Now, I want to... make a suggestion, okay? As your spiritual counselor in the moment, every time that worry creeps into your mind, substitute it with prayer.
Okay.
If you're going to trust God, you have to trust God's timing, okay? And I know you're a very spiritual woman. We've talked a lot. I love you, girl.
Yeah.
And so right now, you do have a very, very intense T-square going on, but you have beautiful trines attached to it. So you're seeing the block rather than the blessing. Back up a little bit in your prayers and get a more balanced view. That would be my first advice. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. First of all, I do want to start off with, this is your lunar return. The moon just hit your moon. Okay, dead on. So any time you have a lunar return, that is the highly emotional day for an individual. Realize that at this time, you're more emotional than what you usually are, and take that step back. I put it up the best. You have both challenges as well as blessings during this period of time. And it's super possible that you're going through process.
Jackie, I'm not hearing you clearly. I did hear you.
You are breaking up
off
a little bit, babe. Yep. Yep.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely, yes.
I find that the challenge is upon you, like with your home. It's the same thing that happened in the past with you. And you're going through the same process again, and you have to trust that process one more time again, that your home is a test right now for you. Remember that you were taking care of last time, you will be taking care of this time. Remember last time, you didn't know where you were going? You ended up in the right place.
But there is a big but, and it's all the way up in my chest, my heart. Do you...
and that would be...
or, yeah. No, my heart. I mean the actual physical heart. I'm worried about my heart.
I think right now you're experiencing a certain level of anxiety, and I think that's what's going on. Your heart is responding to your fear and to your worry. That's why I want you to get into a more prayerful place if you can. So you're at T-square right now, as Jacqueline pointed out, with your lunar return in Gemini, okay, Chiron, the wounded healer, which is all about your physical health, was Neptune, and Neptune is in Pisces. So Neptune rules both our fear and our faith. We choose that, okay? You can let the fear overrun you, or you can say, no, I grab hold of my faith in this moment, and I'm going to know the best is going to happen for me because I am a child of God. Goddess, however you see that, okay? That is important for you to know, to stand on your spiritual truth above what you're experiencing in the physical, with the job, with the home, with the health. knowing that you are far greater. You are spirit in a physical body. Your spirit is absolutely powerful and true and kind and loving and industrious. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay.
And this is just a costume ball that I'm wearing.
Yes.
You know, like the Halloween costumes and things like that. My work has dried up in the last week or two. Do you see an improvement? Because I know I will be changing. I know that. But for the time being, I need to hang on to something. And I've been lucky. I've been solid, solvent, you know, monetized at least in the, you know, at least so as to survive. But, gosh, you know.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I think that, again, here, I think God is, it's that faith, again, that we're going back to, because Mercury is transiting through Mercury's day-to-day birth, and also the sun. The work is to be there when you need it, and I think this is also a part of that same faith, having the universe to see what you need.
Okay. By the way,
yeah, we are having some trouble here,
and
you keep breaking
out.
Up, Jacqueline.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. By the way,
well, Mercury's still in Capricorn, Deanna, and Mercury's still in Capricorn, and it is a very melancholic kind of energy, and it is sitting on your Jupiter right now. So because of that, it seems a bit magnified for just the next couple of days. Now, it is transiting through your sixth house, and Jupiter is about to go retrograde, okay? And when it goes retrograde, you can get back consultations from places you worked before, in that cycle, also over the next few days. I think the trepidation you're feeling is very temporary.
Thank you. I will be contacting you. I told Jacqueline I'm going to be contacting you for the written kind of reading very, very soon. ASAP, soon as I can, for sure. I want to spend some time with you. And, you know, Jacqueline is like, you know, my little sister. Love her. Love her so much.
Yes, I know. I love it too.
So,
well, you have
thank
a very
so
good
much.
Night, my darling, and keep the faith no matter what shows up. Okay.
I bought two candles to light this week, both of them St. Martin, the gentleman, the chivalrous gentleman. So I'm going to be lighting those. I want to keep on listening. Bless you. Bless Jackie, and bless all your listening audience.
Oh, bless you, babe. All right. I'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
Sometimes the physical experience is challenging. We all know that, yes. So, all right. So let me pick up the next one. This might be somebody
okay.
that you know, Jacqueline. Area code 440, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. It's me, Dan.
Hey!
Hey! Great
doing?
To hear from you.
Yeah, I was just gonna listen, but I'll tell you what, from the introduction, it sounds like these are pretty interesting times.
Absolutely.
I was just trying to pull out you intrigued me so much. I'm pulling up my chart right now to see what the transits look like. So, yeah, anything you can say?
All right.
You know how to spell his last name? No, I
have him here under Dan, so I always forget. I'm sorry.
It's okay. C-I-E-R-E.
Got him. Bada bing, bada boom. Let's see what's going on. I want to look at you against the eclipse rather than tonight, okay?
Against
I think that
the
might
eclipse,
be fun.
Okay.
That's coming up on the 10th. It's coming up on the 10th. It's only 5 days away. And right now you have a T-square going on, which just indicates to me that right now you are kind of running like a train. You're probably working, you're fighting a battle on too many fronts. Is that right?
I've got a lot of irons in the fire, so.
But you know what? You're better when you're busy. You're a friggin' Aries. Boredom is your worst enemy.
This is true.
And you like to be very industrious, and this can be a very industrious time for you. Okay? And some of the things that's going on is that you want to do what you love, but you also want to prosper. Not just yourself, but others. Those that you work with. Even though you're an Aries sun, which is the I am presence, you're a very good team player too, aren't you?
Yeah, I usually work with a crew of guys, so yeah, we have to get along, you know. 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, we spend a lot of time together, so.
Now, what are you doing to take away the chatter at the end of the day? What are you doing to relax and decompress at the end of your day?
I usually try to get outside and, you know, it's a little bit cold right now, but we had a little bit of a warm spell, but I'm still able to get out and, you know, enjoy nature. I'm a, you know, I really enjoy nature quite a bit, so.
That's great. Neptune is sitting on your Saturn in the eclipse chart. And this is about dreaming and envisioning where you want to be in your future with all the experience that you have benefited from and everybody else has benefited from, okay? And you're in a T-square with Uranus, the planet of surprises in Virgo, which means you probably have a lot more creativity that right now has a voice. It might not have the voice that you want it to have right now, okay? And for you to have more than one opportunity almost every day and have to put on more than one hat every day, if that's what's happening, you're right on time.
Okay, it seems like my creativity is kind of, you know, hit a brick wall because, you know, it's I've been doing what I do for a lot of years, and it's just kind of like mundane, you know, not necessarily boring, but. Yeah, it's I'm not expressing myself, you know, in a creative way. I'm just kind of like going through the motions, it seems.
So that might be more about your farm in the spring than it is in the now.
Okay, yeah. I did. Once spring hits, there's a lot more things to do, so.
And I think you have more control over than your current situation, okay? So that's what you have to consider. And I say this kindly, for everything there's a purpose and a season. And what you're doing right now is to continue the foundation so you can move towards your creativity in the spring. And I know when I'm speaking patience to an Aries, it doesn't always fit. My son's an Aries. But at the same time, know that you are creating a foundation for that jumping off point in the spring. By the end of March, everything's going to shift again, and you're going to be much happier because of that creativity that you can utilize when you can make the time and when you can factor it in. It's part of the many facets you're made of, okay? And of course, you know, you're away from your beloved right now, so that makes it a little bit harder for you. I understand that part, too. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well,
okay. You want my opinion?
Of course I
sure.
do.
Well, you know,
I trust you more than anybody.
I agree with everything that Aphrodite is saying. But as we were talking about with the mystic rectangle and the yod and these types of things. Remember that yod is hitting into your Uranus head on. Okay? The finger of God is pointing right at your Uranus. And your Uranus is in your second house of personal values and beliefs. And with that, what it's telling you is to look within yourself. Look at what you really want to create. What possibilities are. Let go of the fears and the doubts and the insecurity. I think that's really where it's coming from, is really reassessing your values and letting go of the past and going into the future and going into the ability to create problems that can occur.
Absolutely. And Jupiter's also opposing your Sun and your Venus. It's going to retrograde. And again, it's in the ninth house of your own personal spirituality, the way that you connect to the greater universe. So I'm going to encourage you, especially on the 10th and after, to really just be thankful for all that you do have. And know you're being prepared for something greater that will fulfill you more. Does that make sense?
Sounds like good advice. So I just got to wait till the 10th and things are going to shift. And then in the springtime, things will, things are always busier in the spring. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you can do it because I know you are the kind of man, you don't drop the ball.
God kept me along this long for a reason. I don't know what it is, but, I'm sure it'll be revealed sooner or later, right?
Of course. That's the way it always is.
Okay, well, thank
Patience
you so much for
Patience is not always
easy,
but it's good. Do you want to continue to listen?
Yes, please, Aphrodite.
I'll keep you on there. All right, babe. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart.
Yes. But I'm prejudiced.
Yes. Really? I can't imagine why. Your fiancé, for goodness sake. Okay. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I have two that signed in the same exact second. So I'm going to just go with one, and then we'll pick up the other one after.
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. I'm just listening, so feel free to take the other 917, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Hold on, then.
Thank you so much.
We can make that happen. We have the technology. Okay. Awesome. No, the other one's actually a 913. Okay. Here we go. Air code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Auntie. How you doing tonight?
Auntie! Oh, we're always happy to hear from you. How you doing, girl?
Well, good, good. I was interested in this Leo eclipse. I don't know what to make of it.
Bada bing, bada boom. I know you're not in Nirvana anymore. Tell me again where you are.
Overland Park, Kansas.
That's right. I got it. Okay. It won't save this on my computer, but I'm hoping to get that upgraded and changed. Just for you and me.
No worries.
All right, then. Let's see what's happening here. Ooh, nice. Nice. You know, you're not going to suffer any after effects from this at all. What is all that noise going on in the background?
I don't know.
It might be me. Could you mute me, please? This is 917.
Say again.
I think that was the 917 person. Who commented.
Yes, I don't think you muted me. Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh.
She's all right. Okay, so now we're back. All right.
Okay.
So what I want to tell you is that one of the interesting things that's going on right now for you is both Venus and Mars are kissing your Sun on the eclipse.
Oh.
So having your yin-yang energy balanced is a primary directive. And with Uranus sitting on your Mercury, you could have an epiphany in this cycle about your career and about all the other things you feel responsible for. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think that this is going to shift a pattern as far as your work is concerned. That yacht that we talked about with the Ascendant is right on your Mars. And it's such a great thing, having that yacht there. So you are so protected. If you don't realize that things are going to change, and they're going to change better for you, go with the flow. So you allow it to be a pattern and capitalize on those opportunities. That's what I'm going to say.
Sounds good. I'll take it.
Now, Jupiter is about to retrograde. It's going to retrograde in opposition to your Mercury. So there may have been something that you wanted in the past, but it wasn't the right time. And so now you're going to revisit that. And you're not going to revisit it with, like, a go, go, go attitude. More like, no matter what happens, I want to bring this in my life. You know? So what it's going to do is going to kind of like re-engage the dream, if you will. That's kind of what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
I like it.
Are you trying to help someone who's going through some difficulty with their health right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think
there's more than one.
It's a process and not an event, okay? It's a process
yeah.
and not an event, but as Jacqueline pointed out, the yod is going to help you. So be persistent with that, but don't try and push too hard, okay?
Right, right. Just here for
yep.
support.
Yep, well, I think that that's why you've been put there kind of like a guardian angel, my friend. And you're probably doing a stellar job, by the way.
just trying to be supportive. That's all.
Of course. Of course. For you, that's
well, thank
more
you.
Natural
yeah.
for most. Yeah, I know that. But your chart is actually in really good shape right now, and it's like you're having your dream, you're putting it to work, you have work that's like a little bit mundane, but then you have imagination stepping into. So, again, that yin-yang energy of balance, of knowing when you have to work at something that's a little bit tedious, but then you can use your imagination, your spirituality at the end of the day. So if you balance those two things, you're in good shape here.
That's great. I'll look forward to that eclipse then. Sounds good. Thank you
all
both.
All right. Keep us posted. We love you very much.
Oh, back at you. You have a great night. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Amazing times we live in.
Isn't it? I just find this time period to be absolutely fascinating astrologically-wise.
It certainly is. I couldn't agree more. So you ready for the next one? They're down in your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies.
It's Cindy again.
Cindy again. Yes. I just want to tell
you,
Jacqueline, I have fulfilled everything you requested that I do. And is there anything else in my chart that you need to tell me? And Charles is on wait.
Okay.
What?
She's looking.
It says, let's take a look here. Okay. Well, you know, as long as you're doing, you know, as long as you're being active, again here, Jupiter is going to go retrograde right on top of you. And so it's definitely going to bring things back to the past, again, for you to readdress one more time again for your own greater benefit. Don't be surprised if some kind of sudden surprises come out of this. Because something that you thought was lost may just be lost. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. The sun's about to pass over your north node in the seventh house of personal relationships right now. So So
wow.
Be out and about, be charming, be cute, put on the makeup, the hat, have fun. Totally. And you want somebody that's as motivated and as young at heart as you are. And you can't settle for less right now. That would be unacceptable. Okay?
Okay.
And the universe knows what you need before you ask. So know
okay.
It's waiting for you. There's a couple of things showing up here. There's people that are around you that have gone through changes, too, probably over the last year, where their rules of engagement have changed. Maybe they were married. Maybe they were in a relationship. But maybe things have changed now. So be alert for that. It could be girlfriends as well as a gentleman for you. So just be open to hear the other person's story. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, of course.
All right. Put me on hold, please.
You want to stay on hold? Oh, you got it, girl. All right.
And Charles is waiting.
Many blessings.
Okay.
I'll find it, but I have to do the queue in order. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Have
bye.
A nice day.
She's such a trip. My goodness.
She's okay. Funny.
I've got a long queue here, so, okay, I'm going to go with, let's see, that person's listening. I'm trying not to mess this up. There's so many people on here. Okay. Area code 541, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for getting me in. My name is Anna, and I guess you want my birth date? It's,
that would be great.
12/24/52.
And what time were you born?
5:04 in the morning.
And that was 52?
52, 5/2. Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm sorry, the time again,
5:04 in the morning. I'm on the East Coast, if that matters.
What city were you born in?
New York. Manhattan.
And do you still live there now?
No, I'm in Oregon now.
What
Ashland?
City?
Ashland.
Ha! How did I guess that one?
I love it! Wow. You've been going through a lot of changes and more are coming, babe.
Oh, God. Well,
to your benefit.
I'm what?
The changes that are coming are to your benefit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Do you have a special question for us tonight?
I'm looking at my health and finances.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm just getting over flu, so you have to excuse my little cough here. Okay. Okay. Now, as far as your health is concerned, have you seen more than one person about that?
Yeah, it's been a little over a year. I've seen several different people.
Okay. Well, there's not a lot of afflictions to your sixth house of health, okay? But I
mm-hmm.
see a man and a woman that may have stepped in with you, and whatever they told you has now become one with you, okay? I'll say it's good or bad. I just know it's true. And
mm-hmm.
But you still have not gotten any satisfaction out of this, which is what disturbs me. Okay?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Jupiter's been sitting on your ascendant now for about a month. It's going to retrograde back into your 12th house. And it's going to be sitting on your Neptune in the 12th house of the unseen. And it's going to oppose Uranus on this eclipse. I'm going to encourage you to have a reevaluation because
mm-hmm.
what's going on with you will be magnified, and this time they won't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
I have a medical
background.
I know a lot about medical astrology, and I have to tell you, the trine going on with your Mars in Aquarius, this time they will be able to find it and bring you out of crisis into peace with a plan. So do it
mm-hmm.
one more time, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah, I
what
have an appointment.
See,
on Tuesday.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Well, you talked about the medical. She's much better at the medical than I am, and I agree. Even though I'm not as well adept at medical as she is, I agree. There's so many blessing lines in her as far as her health is concerned. When I see this type of chart, I usually suggest looking for some directive ideas, something that's cutting edge. For you, because again, I think you really have to be addressed in a unique way. You don't have the normal body.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to find an answer that'll help during this period of time. Now, as far as finances are concerned, okay, I'm not as concerned about finances like you are. Okay? When you relocated to Asheville, now and earlier as far as your finances are, which now means that you're at the end of that. And the universe is saying, hey, do you trust us? Do you trust what you have? Do you trust what you have? And so it's trusting that process, because I don't think your financial situation is your medicine situation.
But you're breaking up a lot. There's like an echo, and I didn't hear the last.
I know she is, yeah.
Yeah. I was able to make out a lot of it.
Mercury is coming to you even over the next week. Okay.
Really? Okay.
I agree with Jacqueline. The sun's going to pass over your Mars, which is kind of action and work and being supported by what you believe and the gifts that you were given. And that's coming to fruition. And on the eclipse, the sun is sitting on your Pluto, your plane of empowerment, your 10th house of career. So I have a feeling you're about to take a really nice turn in the road here.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, because
it's going to be this week, and Mars is sitting on your moon right now in Aries. So if you don't identify with it, don't damn well do it. Okay?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I had...
Yeah.
I had knee surgery last year, and it's just not healing right, and I'm struggling walking, and I'm in pain all the time, and it's, you know, my life has just kind of stopped, you know. It's just all revolving around healing my body somehow or other, just getting through, doing stuff, you know, so I'm not working.
I'm sure you know the Capricorn rules the knees and the ankles, okay?
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
it's in your third house of your daily activities. So I want you to take a long look. Everything that, if it's ergonomically correct with you or not, with that knee or the ankle, both, could have you having a little bit of trouble here. And so some of it may have to do with the fact, I don't know if you've got sufficient therapy, if you've been mindful of the things you do on a daily basis, but I have a feeling that what you're experiencing has more to do with something that you're doing every day than something that they did wrong. Okay? So take a look at how you're sitting at your computer, how you are in your car, what you're lifting, what you're changing, what you're doing for your own, you know, house, all of those things.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot that I'm doing. I'm not even driving. I'm not going very far. I have to take, a medical cab when I go to a doctor's appointment or physical therapy or chiropractor, whatever. There's not a whole lot that I can do. And we're checking, doing blood work and looking to see if there's some kind of a bacterial infection when I see my doctor this week. I've kind of pushed that on her. Look into that.
Okay.
But, you
and
know,
where would you think the bacterial infection was in your body?
Somewhere from the knee surgery. I had knee replacement. So it hurts in the knee. It's tender. It's tender to the touch. It's swollen. You know, it's been this ongoing, and every time I've taken any kind of antibiotic for tooth infection or something or some other thing, it goes away a little bit, but it's not getting out of my system because it's not aimed at that. So I'm having her...
I think it's a very wise choice, though, because Capricorn also rules the teeth, okay? So I agree mm-hmm. with you. That was a very good intuitive call on your part. But mm-hmm. the angles are not strong enough to bring you down. Are they annoying and long-lasting? Yes. Are they going to take away your ability to function on other levels? No. And, see, Saturn's not going to enter your sign until the end of the year, okay? And then some people like Saturn sitting on the sun, some people don't. I find sometimes Capricorns are very strong. They can restabilize because they have their ruler kissing them personally, okay? And I say that knowing that there were other in my profession that would disagree with me, but I have found that to be true over 42 years of doing this. So I want to go with that. And I'm also going to tell you that I think that there's also some nerves that have been compromised. Uh-huh. And I think it's coming mm-hmm. more from the nerves. I think it can be a low-grade infection or some fluid in there. But I'm seeing that, again, the nervous tissue takes a long time to heal. You have the same amount of nervous tissue from the day that you were born to the day you die, so that we don't make new nervous tissue. What you have has to heal. Okay? That's mm-hmm. how that works.
Yeah.
So other kinds of energetic things that you can do to that knee, I don't care if it's Reiki. I don't care if it's reflexology on your feet. I don't care if somebody does, like, spiritual reading from a distance for you. I would look into ways to work with the nervous tissue as well and mm-hmm. to let the energy flow into the knee and the blood flow into the knee. Those two mm-hmm. things are primary for this to heal correctly for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
We're so glad yeah. you called tonight, Anna, because apparently you needed to have some kind of positive feedback here. This has been tough.
It has. It's been, you know, what I thought was going to be 3 months of healing is it's over a year already, and I just don't see the end of it. You know, and it's debilitating. It's depressing. It's, you know, I'm too young to be, you know, at the end of my life stuck forever in my house. You know, everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Do you see?
Well, keep us posted.
Okay. When do you see a time frame of when this alleviates? Is there?
Well, I'd like to say it's sooner, but I think it's later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you called us. Okay.
Right.
Jupiter's going to be retrograde in Libra, which is a sign of balance, until June. So between now and June, you need to do everything in your power to get your body back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when Jupiter goes direct, I have a feeling you're going to feel blessed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. It is a process that you're going through. And I think that you need to take it as a process. I think that your proactive approach is great. I also think that it's just a matter of trust. Again, remember that it is a process and that things are going to work out. And it's a matter of finding the right way for you. I think you really mm-hmm. need to tune into your body. I agree with Aphrodite that there's more going on than just the knee surgery itself at this time. And
yeah.
So I do think you need to keep addressing it and keep saying, hey, keep doing testing, whatever you need to do. Let's figure this out. I know that mm-hmm. it's a long time, but this is a process. It's there to teach you about your inner faith, your inner strength within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So trust the process. You'll come mm-hmm. out of it really a lot better.
Okay. What sign is Jupiter in now that it's retrograde?
Libra.
It's in Libra, and it's retrograding
oh, okay.
on the 6th. And Libra is a sign of peace and harmony, but also a sign of balance
mm-hmm.
peace.
What degree is it?
So you, 23.
So it's like 2 degrees off of my Saturn, my natal Saturn.
Correct.
It's right on both your Saturn, but it's mostly on your Neptune, which is why they couldn't diagnose you correctly.
Okay.
Because Neptune rules the unseen. So there's something they missed, and they will find it now with it retrograde. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
Yep. So walk back and say, okay, what more can I do or can you do for me?
Yeah. That's also opposite, or no, it's trying my, I have Mars and Venus conjunct in the third house, like 23 degrees, 24 degrees, something like that.
No, in Oregon, yeah. It's in your fourth house. It's in your fourth house in Oregon.
Oh,
your relocation chart puts you at a 24 degree ascendant in Libra. It's right on your ascendant, your rising star right now. And it's forming trines to both your Venus and your Mars in that fourth house of home, which is why I wanted you to look at your home and see ways that you can position yourself better to increase the circulation both with the nerves and with the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm present with you, babe. I'm present with you. Okay. Yeah.
I know my chart pretty well. I haven't looked at it in a while, but I know it pretty well. And, yeah, so that makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. And I didn't know about the change of houses or where the ascendant would be here in Oregon. I've never done
my chart. Computer does, the computer takes a picture in Oregon the day you were born, where you came from.
Uh-huh.
So now you're working with a more accurate chart as far as timing. And your moon in Aries is in the sixth house of work and service and health. It's in square to your natal Chiron in Oregon. That's why you've been trying to be so proactive. And God bless you, Mars on the eclipse is sitting right on your moon. Take action on that 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere right around the 10th of this month, take action then. Call someone new. Get a reeval, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my doctor's appointment is on the 8th, and she's going to do some blood testing for me. So, you know, it might be on
perfect.
The 10th that she lets me know what's going on. You know, so,
and she might
even
pick up something, an exam that somebody else missed, because it's a better time for it to be reevaluated with Jupiter going retrograde. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
and keep
because
us posted,
because
you're going to want to know how you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your
many
insight.
Many blessings to you, Anna.
All right. Thank you.
God bless
blessings.
You. All
thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pretty interesting chart, isn't it, Jacqueline?
Yeah. Yeah. She's got some interesting transitions going on.
For sure. Well, we've got about 7 minutes left. Let's try and take one more. You ready?
Okay.
Air code 603, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, what's your name?
Yeah. Oh, me? Oh, I'm Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Yes,
hello,
hi.
Robert. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you? Yeah, I've called
Have you called
him
before?
Yes. I don't call, I haven't called very often. Most of the time, I like to just listen. But,
October 30th, 1957?
Yeah, that's me.
Yay!
Yay! no, I'm just I
living up in New Hampshire these days.
It's cold, it's nasty, and it's gonna snow in a couple of days, and it's gonna be we're expecting at least 5 inches. Over between Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're also expecting ice. So,
great.
You folks down south, you're very fortunate. That's the best way I can put it.
Yeah, thanks.
I feel blessed.
Yes, you Floridians.
Did you have a special question for us tonight, Robert?
Yes, I do, actually. The reason I called is because you are talking about some fairly significant celestial events. And since my main planet is Jupiter, And since there is an eclipse coming up, I just want to get some idea of what to expect.
Well, you're in your Jupiter return right now. You're Jupiter in your natal chart is at 23 degrees of Libra in 37 minutes. And on the eclipse, it's going to be at 23 degrees in 6 minutes. So you're going through your Jupiter return. So a lot of this has to do with, believe it or not, being thankful for all that you have and all that you are. Okay? That's part of it. But more importantly, Saturn is sitting right on your Mercury. And I know you're going to school, and you're also an expert at what you do. So now you're being pushed sometimes to unrealistic limits with all of the responsibilities you've taken on, but you're trying to be the nice guy, aren't you?
Yes, I kind of am, actually, yeah.
Yes, you are. What do you see, Jacqueline? Because I talk to him all the time. Jacqueline, I want your input on this gentleman. He's such a great friend of him. I love him so much. Just go with it.
Oh, well, I was looking at a little different of an aspect since you're pretty much homebound with being snowed in and that whole harsh weather up there. I was looking at your moon, which is really fascinating because Chiron is passing over your moon, okay, which means that it's giving you a time period here between the Saturn conjunction to your Mercury psychologically and the Chiron conjunction to your moon to really shift your emotions in a different direction and really look at what you want in your life and really emotionally attach to it. Before this lunar eclipse, I strongly suggest you take that evening and really relax, listening to some music or being around a lot of water, which is not necessarily snow.
Okay.
It's cold and frigid. Water's fluid. So really connect with yourself, okay? Because you have at that same time Mars is transiting your Vesta, and it's really giving you a nurturing ability to really nurture yourself and to really take a little bit more care of yourself and see what beautiful things you do have and assess what you do have. Again, you've got a lot of guardian angels over you in this chart, really saying, okay, it may be challenging, but this is so for your benefit. So, you know, it's kind of like, okay, let's go, you know. Let's just, you know, work with what we're being given, I guess is the way I'm saying. Because you're a very resourceful guy. You can be given something little and make it into something really big. So trust the process and find the beauty of it.
So true.
Around the lunar eclipse. Really trust that process. Go into some kind of, you know, meditation or listen to music or relax during that period of time, and you'll find some great insights from it.
Okay. Yeah, I can probably use the rest, too. I've been working like a slave for the last year at least, so.
Oh, at least.
Well, you still have more work to do. That's a process, hon. You're going to continue on that process. That's setting a strong foundation for you. Don't let it get to you. Find the comedy and humor in it, and I know you can. You have a good sense of humor.
Yes. He does.
Yeah, actually, I kind of
have to. Laughter is infectious.
Yeah, I kind of have to. It's the only way I can remain sane.
Well, you keep in touch with us and stuff. We're getting ready to sign off, and God bless you, Robert. It's always great to hear your voice.
Yeah, I was about to get off anyway, so you can do your closing. So you have a pleasant evening, ladies, and I'll talk to you again later.
All right, God bless. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Put your number out there. We're like 28 seconds to go here.
Okay, 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
540-400-0110. We'll see you next week. If you're watching, if you're into sports, enjoy the Patriots game and the Falcons. And Have a blessed week. Talk to you soon. Many blessings to all of you. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Good night.